Throughout his long career, novelist E.L. Doctorow has used his fiction to express his sometimes controversial views on American history and politics. His first book of essays, entitled Jack London, Hemingway, and the Constitution, has just been published. It's a collection of 14 pieces he's written over the last three decades on topics ranging from Thoreau's Walden to the character of recent U.S. presidents. Critic Maureen Corrigan says the impassioned moralism of Doctorow's voice doesn't lose anything in the translation from fiction to nonfiction.
You probably heard the news that the Walt Disney Company is going to build a new theme park called Disney's America outside of Washington, D.C. Unlike Disney's other parks, this one will concentrate solely on American history. Disney officials say they especially want to present the conflicts in our nation's history in a way that won't offend anybody. So there'll be exhibits on Native Americans, slavery, and Vietnam. There will also be rides. In one exhibit devoted to the Industrial Revolution, tourists can pretend to be workers escaping from a fiery vat of molten steel. Oh, for the good old days, before health and safety regulations cut down on all those fun industrial accidents. I foresee thousands of angry articles denouncing this new Disney park. But as far as I'm concerned, the most devastating criticism of Disney's Mickey Mousing around with history was published 22 years ago in E.L. Doctorow's masterpiece, The Book of Daniel. In that novel, Doctorow's spoilsport hero, Daniel Isaacson, visits Disneyland and wittily dismantles the historical pretensions of Tomorrowland and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Take it from me, you can still have fun at Disneyland after reading the Book of Daniel, but you'll never go there again without also feeling like a sucker. E.L. Doctorow has always considered it part of his sacred responsibility not only to entertain and educate, but also to offend his readers, to shame us, to make us think. In his novels, Doctorow has toured the trouble spots of American history. He's written about McCarthyism, the Depression, and the 1960s in a way that's illuminated their mythic significance. That same double vision effect is evident in his first collection of essays, entitled Jack London, Hemingway, and the Constitution. There are sharp appreciations here of Hemingway, Dreiser, Orwell, and Tolstoy. In a perceptive essay on Jack London and his Nietzschean superdog, Buck, Doctorow discusses London's character flaws, making him sound a bit like H. Ross Perot. Doctorow claims London had the self-taught, self-made man's weakness for the idea that explains everything. But it's clear that Doctorow has an old-fashioned high regard for politically engaged writers like London, who he says were great gobblers up of the world. By the same standard, Doctorow denounces Ronald Reagan as nothing but a professional fantasist, an actor who only imitated real life, sort of a human Disneyland. Doctorow's essay on the Constitution is a lyrical testament to those words that were so powerful they actually composed a nation. But he's at his best in the angry pieces reprinted here. I would have loved to have been in the audience at Brandeis University in 1989 when Doctorow gave a now-famous commencement speech praising the recently deceased Brandeis alumni, Abby Hoffman. I wonder how the college's fundraising efforts fared after that speech. Like Hoffman, Doctorow has tried hard throughout his career to be a nuisance. Doctorow says, writers should be, at best, inconvenient, like some old relative in mismatching pants and jacket who knocks on our door during a dinner party to remind us from what we come. I hope E.L. Doctorow never gets tired of knocking.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. E.L. Doctorow's new collection is called Jack London, Hemingway, and the Constitution.